Hi, this is Susie Pratt, and today I will bring you two reviews of the movie Race. The content of this program is intended for a blind and print-impaired audience. Race is a new movie out, and I will start with the review by James Berardinelli. He gave it 2.5 out of 4 stars. The movie Race is directed by Stephen Hopkins, and it stars Stephen James, Jason Sudeikis, Jeremy Irons, Carice Van Houten, William Hurt, Shanice Banton. It runs for 1 hour and 52 minutes, and it has a rating of PG-13 for thematic elements and profanity. Race doesn't challenge our expectations of what constitutes a competent biopic. Opting for a straightforward telling of a mostly true story, the filmmakers have moved forward with an abundance of reverence. I'm reminded of 2013's 42, a fact-based excursion into the life and times of baseball great Jackie Robinson. Race, like 42, does a workmanlike job of bringing the lead character to life and explaining his historical importance, but it fails to transcend the genre. Race chronicles 3 storylines related to the 1936 Berlin Olympics. The most significant is rise to prominence of sprinter Jesse Owens, played by Stephen James, who overcomes a surfeit of obstacles, not the least of which is the racial prejudice rampant in the South during the segregation era, to become one of the country's representatives at the International Games. A secondary narrative explores the struggles of filmmaker Leni Riefenstahl, played by Carice Van Houten, to craft the documentary Olympia, despite interference from Nazi propaganda minister Joseph Goebbels. There's also a dispute in America's Olympic organizations between Avery Brundage, played by Jeremy Irons, and Jeremiah Mahoney, played by William Hurt, about whether there should be a boycott. As a slightly fictionalized account of Jesse Owens' rise to fame, Race is a solid effort. However, it lacks anything to differentiate it from a generic biopic. The movie hits all the high points of Owens' life but skims over details not germane to his Olympic bid. At times it feels rushed. Many scenes are familiar, as if we have seen them in other biographies about individuals who faced and triumphed over persecution. Also, the Riefenstahl and Brundage subplots are so truncated as to be more distractions than organic offshoots of the main storyline, providing a little color and some context while stealing time away from Owen's tale. When it comes to addressing moral issues, Race displays no reticence. It asks a question few might consider in retrospect. Would Owens have made a more important statement by boycotting the games? We can wonder what his legacy might have been if he had heeded the advice of some leaders in the black community and refused to be part of the team. The film also emphasizes how little difference there was between Germany's and America's treatment of people of color. Consider Race's final scene, in which Owens is forced to use the service entrance at an upscale New York City hotel, even though he is the guest of honor at a banquet. Race's recreation of the 1936 games and venues is expertly accomplished. The sense of verisimilitude is palpable. To enhance this, care was taken to replicate the images from still photographs in Olympia. One of the most effective moments occurs when the Führer declares the games to be open. The crowd's reaction exhibits an almost religious passion, a fervor that would lead Germany into war within a few short years. The acting is solid across the board, with Stephen James deserving special notice. It can be difficult portraying an icon, but James distills Owens' humanity. Jason Sudeikis, as Owens' college coach and mentor, acquits himself admirably in his first purely dramatic role. Neither Jeremy Irons nor William Hurt has a great deal of screen time, but their names and prestige add to the production. Perhaps the strongest argument against Race is that a film this important deserves more than a standard by-the-numbers treatment. Although there's nothing terribly wrong about the movie, there's nothing especial about the way in which it presents a remarkable 20th century chapter. The bare necessities are there. The performances are competent, and there are some strong moments, but race suffers from a lack of ambition. It's too safe, and that quality mutes its impact and limits its ability to be more than a history lesson. And now I will read a second review of Race, reviewed by Odie Henderson for RogerEbert.com. He also gave it 2.5 out of 4 stars. Race takes a complicated, messy story and shapes it with the bland, cookie-cutter mold too often seen in the biopic genre. The predictability of its storytelling beats isn't really the problem, for there is comfort to be found in the dance of the familiar. The issue here is the tone of the material. Writers Joe Shrapnel and Anna Waterhouse coddle the viewer, never once hitting us with the full brunt of the current and future horrors experienced by blacks in America and the Jews in Germany during this period. It's as if an undiluted moment of true discomfort or complexity would destroy, rather than amplify, the uplifting moments. Additionally, the film's subject, Jesse Owens, has to share his tale with someone who deserves to be the subject of her own movie. While the ads hype Owens' heroism, they don't tell you that Race sees propaganda filmmaker Leni Riefenstahl as an equally big hero. This may work for cinephiles, but it left a sour aftertaste for me. Owens' story is a fascinating tale of record-breaking athleticism enacted in a time of racism and anti-Semitism. Shady, controversial dealings stopped an Olympic boycott and enabled the United States to compete in the 1936 Berlin Olympics. The games were presented by Adolf Hitler and Joseph Goebbels as proof of Aryan superiority. Yet their athletic German engineering was no match for a man deemed inferior to whites by the United States and Nazi Germany. Owens, played by Stephen James, chose to defy a boycott favoring consensus that included the NAACP in order to live his dream of Olympic glory. Yet, when he returned with 4 gold medals, his heroics were no match for the racist status quo. President Franklin Delano Roosevelt wouldn't congratulate nor meet with him, and Owens couldn't use the front door of the Waldorf Astoria to attend a dinner held in his honor. To its credit, Race ably covers all this material. But this is an easily distracted movie. For example, there's an interminable subplot involving Owen's dalliance with a woman who was not his high school sweetheart, eventual wife, Ruth. It goes nowhere except to the land of cliché, serving as a means to inject conflict into the Owens relationship. More time is spent on Riefenstahl interacting with people than Owens bonding with his teammates or training. Despite an admirable attempt by Banton and James to bring a sense of romance to their unwritten scenes, and James' enjoyable interactions with the surprisingly good Jason Sudeikis as Coach Larry Snyder, it often feels as if Jesse Owens is trotted out simply to win the races that made him famous. The solid cast is rounded out with veteran actors including Jeremy Irons and William Hurt, both of whom elevate the material. Irons as Avery Brundage is especially good here. He brings a Trump-like essence to all the showy non-athletic scenes. Whether he's arguing with Hurt's Jeremiah Mahoney or negotiating with Barnaby Metscherat's Goebbels for an appearances sake only moratorium on the harsh treatment of Jewish people, Irons is a commanding presence, even if you know the film is downplaying some of the more sinister aspects of his storyline. Director Stephen Hopkins shoots the film and the big races with minimal fuss or theatrics, but he does have one superbly showy moment when Owens first enters the Olympic Stadium. The tricky camera work, the CGI crowd, and James' odd reaction work together to present a "you are there" moment that's truly captivating. James is also quite convincing in Owens' heats, running the same manner Owens would have back in 1936. The best scenes in the film occur in this section when Owens meets Carl Lewes Long, a German rival who later becomes a very good friend. Long's admiration for the man he hoped to beat led him to violate several unspoken rules of the games, including celebrating with Owens after he breaks the long jump record. These scenes highlight what Race could have been had it focused more on Owens' personal relationships. Since there's only been one other telling of Owens' story, the 1984 TV movie starring Dorian Harwood and Debbie Morgan, Race is to be commended for bringing a new generation to this American hero. I can see it being shown in high schools as a teaching tool and to track teams like the one I ran on in my youth, but I'm giving the film a marginally negative grade for three reasons, none of which should prohibit you from seeing Race if you so desire. First, the Leni Riefenstahl scenes are completely out of place. It's not that she shouldn't have been in the movie. After all, her Olympia, which I've seen and is quite interesting, captured the footage of Owens to which we otherwise would never have borne witness. Nor is it because Carice Van Houten's performance... She's good. It's out of place because Race doesn't acknowledge why Riefenstahl was there in the first place, to document the supposed superiority of the white race. She got lucky, from a filmmaking perspective, when Owens showed up to kick ass, but she had no idea he'd cause that much of a stir. Race instead presents her as a Hitler-defying subversive standing up to Goebbels in a scene I simply did not buy. Riefenstahl deserves her own movie and should have been on the sideline of this one. Second, this material needed a little more edge and darkness. Hopkins can't even let the powerful scene of Owens entering the side entrance of the Waldorf Astoria affect and leave us with sadness and anger. The film interrupts it with a staged moment of hope, as if to say, "See? It wasn't all that bad." It was that bad. Third, Race is very good at showing us what Jesse Owens did, but falters at showing us who Jesse Owens was. When the film is over, ask yourself if you thought he was completely fleshed out as a character. That may not bug you as much as it did me, so I won't begrudge you if Race makes you stand up and cheer with impunity. And those were the two reviews of Race. Hope you enjoy it if you see it. That's all for now. Thanks.